You're listening to SBS News.
Top military commanders from Ethiopia and its embattled Tigray region have agreed to allow unhindered humanitarian access to the region and form a joint disarmament committee following last week's truce. The African Union-led talks in Nairobi followed the cessation of hostilities, agreement signed by Ethiopia and Tigray leaders in South Africa last week. Both parties have agreed to protect civilians and facilitate delivery of humanitarian aid to the region of more than 5 million people. African Union High Representative for Horn of Africa and former President of Nigeria, Olusegun Obasanjo, say it's a major step forward for civilians affected by the conflict.
With what we have been able to achieve, and the implementation of which will start immediately, in terms of unhindered humanitarian access, in terms of protection of civilians, in terms of disarmament and the way it will go, and in terms of really working for peace, security.
The agreement states that disarmament will be done concurrently with the withdrawal of foreign and non-Ethiopian military forces from Tigray. In a statement, Ethiopian officials confirmed that efforts are being made to deliver humanitarian assistance to most of the Tigray region, which is under Ethiopian military command. Field Marshal Birahanu Jula is the Chief of Staff of the Ethiopian Armed Forces.
We want to express our full commitment for bringing peace and stability to our people and country. Therefore, we will fully dedicate ourselves to implement the territorial agreement and this declaration.
The Tigray conflict began in November 2020 when Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed ordered troops into the region to topple the Tigray People's Liberation Front, accusing rebels of attacking federal army camps. Since the war broke out, Ethiopia's northernmost region has suffered food shortages and access to basic services such as electricity, communications and banking, which have all been severely limited. The brutal fighting reignited again in August after months of peace that allowed thousands of trucks of aid into Tigray. General Tadasi Werede is the commander-in-chief of Tigray forces.
We have suffered out of misery over the last 2 years and still continue to suffer. The commitment we are making today is with the hope that expectations that our people's suffering will come again and soon.
The war in Africa's second most populous country has seen abuses documented on both sides, with millions of people displaced. In August, the World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus suggested that racism and discrimination are behind a lack of international attention being paid to the plight of civilians in Ethiopia's war-torn Tigray region. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.